Good morning. I'm Alyssa Long here at the CNN Center in Atlanta. It is a Thursday morning, the 1st of October. Here's a look at some of the stories happening now in the news. Officials in Indonesia say the death toll in this week's earthquakes could climb into the thousands. Thousands of people might already be buried alive and are awaiting rescue. Survivors were sleeping outside last night, unprotected from falling debris and aftershocks because their homes were destroyed. A CNN producer managed to speak with a man who's been trapped under a hotel for more than a day. Right now, soldiers are trying to free that man with a pick and a hammer. He's been able to sip water. He also asked the producer to call his two daughters for him. Bank of America CEO Ken Lewis says he's going to be resigning at the end of the year. He helped to build the company from a scrappy southern bank into a first true national bank. By assets, it's the biggest U.S. bank, although it owes taxpayers about $45 billion. Lewis is quitting amid heavy criticism over his bank's takeover of Merrill Lynch. The death row inmate convicted of killing 9-year-old Jessica Lunsford has died. Florida state prison officials say the 51-year-old John Cooey died of natural causes. He was convicted of kidnapping, raping, and then burying Lunsford alive in 2005. President Obama heading to Denmark a little bit later today. The president will be making a personal pitch for Chicago to host the Summer Olympics in 2016. First Lady Michelle Obama is already there, along with the heads of state for the other three finalists, Japan, Spain, and Brazil. The International Olympic Committee will announce its long-awaited decision tomorrow in Copenhagen. You're up to date. Those are the headlines. Do stay with CNN and CNN.com for more on these stories or other news that develops today.